inflation rose to 3.8% in April.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the seasonally adjusted consumer price index, CPI, increased by 0.6% in April. This rise has led to an overall inflation rate of 3.8% over the past 12 months, a significant increase over the already elevated 3.3% reported for March. If your household budget feels increasingly strained, the data provides a clear reason. A massive surge in energy costs accounted for over 40% of the total monthly increase in the CPI. In this century, the annual CPI has ranged from 9% inflation to 2% deflation. However, in two-thirds of time, inflation stayed between 2 and 4%. We are currently pushing against the upper ceiling of that historical range. During the decade before COVID, the average inflation rate was 1.8%. It did spike post-COVID to an average of 4.5%, a reality already baked into current prices. It is important to understand that inflation shows the rate of increase in prices. The initial post-COVID spike was driven by substantial government transfer payment, which created a windfall increase in personal income and consumption expenditures. But today's pressures are coming from the supply side. Fuel oil prices soared by a whopping 54%, while gasoline prices are up 28%. Both are tied to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, with crude oil trading at nearly $100 a barrel. Furthermore, the energy market remains volatile as hostilities continue near critical shipping lanes. The cost of energy is up 18%, which means the cost of everything produced or shipped will be up. And of course, equally bothersome is the 18.5% increase in coffee prices, which reminds us that non-energy sector are also under pressure. In the last 12 months, electricity prices have increased by 6.1%. Additionally, medical care services and shelter costs have risen by a little more than 3%, while core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose by 2.8%. These figures indicate that energy shocks are starting to impact the broader economy. This is a classic example of supply push inflation, which occurs when supply prices rise sharply. We are currently experiencing this situation with oil prices and uncertainty around tariffs, which are driving costs higher. The producer price index for all commodities serves as a critical short-term gauge of future inflation by tracking wholesale prices. In April, this index rose by 2.7% in a single month, bringing the annual PPI to 9.8%. Data show that when wholesale costs rise, they are passed on to retailers, who in turn pass them on to consumers, increasing the rate of inflation. All of these factors combined mean we should expect higher inflation to persist throughout the short to medium term. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.